From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, September 14th. I'm Sarah Reif. The Board of Supervisors is set to discuss the referendum to repeal the new cannabis ordinance today. Petitioners gathered a qualifying number of signatures, which means the board can either repeal the ordinance themselves or submit the decision to the voters for a special election. Growers who struggled to get licensed under the previous ordinance have submitted several rounds of paperwork. In some cases, they've paid tens of thousands of dollars to bring their properties into compliance with evolving regulations. Now they're being told that the old county ordinance provides no hope of legalization under state law. Advocates fear that without the new ordinance, which aligns with state requirements, the local legal cannabis industry will collapse. But the promise of legalization, set in motion 5 years ago by Chapter 10A-17, hasn't materialized for non-growers either. What has proliferated are acres of plastic hoop houses, imported soil, water trucks, and violent crime. The failure to curtail flagrantly illegal activity has led to widespread skepticism about the county's ability to enforce any ordinance. I drove out to Covelo a few days ago. While I was driving around slowly, looking for the addresses of people I was supposed to meet, I saw so many large grows I literally lost count. And I learned in a hurry to stick to my side of the narrow roads. Even on Sunday, the wide, heavy water trucks are underway. One man I spoke with said that sometimes he'll look out the door of his home by the river and calculate how much water is going by.
Already this morning, we've gotten about the 2,000 trucks, we've gotten about 10 trips. So that's 20,000 gallons right there. And then the bigger trucks come in, the 4,000 gallon trucks, 10 of those is 40,000 gallons. So there's 60,000 gallons a day right there.
Driving around getting lost, I saw a lot of hoop houses and giant stacks of soil wrapped in plastic and just right by the road. You know, I was just a little ways outside of town. So it's not, you know, it's not like I was trekking around on back roads, peering over people's fences or anything.
Out here, it's even worse. The abuses are even worse because you can't see it. It's all in the hills and it's hidden.
Wells are going dry all over the valley. Robbie Wire, a member of the Round Valley County Water District, reported that the well for the trailer park in town has been dry since last Tuesday.
Yeah, I would guess that there's between 100 and 200 people dependent on the water that would have been available at the trailer park.
And a woman in town noticed that her artesian well is beginning to sputter.
I run the water, you know, 20 minutes at each spot for too long. It's spitting out the faucet inside, and I have never had a problem with water. So without water, you know, there's no life. Nobody can live here without water.
Most of the people I spoke with wanted to remain anonymous, and some were even afraid their voices would be recognized.
It's pretty intense out here now. It's scary because there's so much money behind this, and there's so much at stake. It's a bad situation, and it's getting worse every day, every year.
Another woman, who's been running cattle in the valley for years, described an encounter while looking for some stray cows.
This guy comes just racing out on a four-wheeler and with this gun, and he didn't say anything, and we just, you know, very friendly-like, asked if he'd seen any cows, and he said, oh yeah, but I don't know why, there's nobody out there, so I don't know why he's running around with this big gun with a huge magazine in it, very obviously illegal.
The county has started staffing up for a multi-department enforcement effort involving aerial surveillance and property liens, but that's expected to take years to roll out.
Everything has to be enforced, and if it is not enforced, it doesn't matter. In fact, people around here are just used to the fact that nothing will be enforced. For hundreds of years, that's been the attraction of Covelo. You know, it's lawless. You can do whatever you want because nobody's going to enforce it. That's why people really grow here, is because people leave them alone.
Like badly regulated industries everywhere, environmental degradation and labor law violations abound.
The river goes through our property, so we clean up all the trash and we see a lot of toilet paper, detergent bottles of detergent, shampoo bottles. So these people have no sanitary facilities on their grow ops, and so they come to the river to bathe and wash their clothes. and do their sanitary, defecate.
We had another run-in where one of the cows was apparently poisoned, or actually it was a bull that we had bought. He was quite expensive. And we don't know if he got into their pesticides or what happened. But that was bad. I mean, I think we're just going to have to keep them farther away from where people are. It just limits the amount of places, even though we pay for them. It just limits the amount of ground where we can actually run the cattle.
So what happened to your bull? Did he die?
Yeah, we found him, but he had writhed around on the ground, which was suggestive of poisoning.
In the quasi-regulated environment, the outlaws are bolder than they used to be.
The local growers who've been here for a long time, really good people, community-minded and wonderful members of this little town. Perhaps they were more discreet. It wasn't so much in your face. But now, who am I to say what's legal and what's not? But I see it expanding to a point that just seems out of control.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.